From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 14 people have been killed and 29 injured when four suicide bombers attacked Maiduguri City in Nigeria's restive Borno State Wednesday. Two men and two women blew themselves up in the Muna neighborhood of the city. That's been the home of the Boko Haram extremist insurgency. Police say the two male and two female bombers targeted crowded parts of the city. Flash floods caused by heavy rains in Greece killed at least 14 people in three rural towns west of the capital Athens on Wednesday. The towns of Mandra, Nea Peramos, and Megara are home to many factories and warehouses on the rural outskirts of the city. Officials have compared the flooding overnight to a waterfall coming down the mountains of the West Attica region. A regional governor said, "The situation is very difficult. The Niagara Falls came down and could not be stopped." The floods have been described by area mayors as the worst in 20 years. One mayor said everything is lost. The disaster is biblical. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has declared a national day of mourning for the flood victims and expressed his support for their families. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 and injuring thousands. Residents in damaged areas are complaining about a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah and promised the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's military has seized power. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
After tanks were seen rumbling through Harare on Tuesday, soldiers took over state TV in the wee hours of Wednesday. An Army spokesman, Major General S.B. Moyo, delivered this stunning statement.
Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him.
But the drama may be just beginning. Zimbabwe's ruling party said on social media that Mnangagwa will return and take the helm, as they say the constitution provides. For years, Mugabe is right was the rallying cry of Zimbabwe's powerful elite. Those who questioned the powerful leader were vilified or punished. But now, with Zimbabwe's strongmen suddenly silent, the questions are mounting. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Late Tuesday, a VOA reporter was physically assaulted by soldiers in Harare while attempting to cover events. Soldiers beat the reporter and a local media colleague with batons, kicked them, and took the reporter's money, phone, and press card. Thugs. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on a visit to Myanmar, expressed concern over what he called credible reports of widespread atrocities committed by security forces and vigilantes in Rakhine State, but said broad-based economic sanctions against the country would, quote, not be advisable. Russia's lower house approved new legislation that could force foreign media organizations to register as foreign agents, a retaliatory response to a U.S. Department of Justice demand that Kremlin-supported television station RT register as such in the United States. The legislation did not include a list of media outlets that will be targeted, but it could be used against U.S. media outlets that receive federal funding, such as the Voice of America. President Trump boasted on Wednesday that America's standing in the world has never been stronger after his just-completed two-week trip to Asia. In the White House, he called the trip historic and a tremendous success, along with a handful of trade and investment deals with China, South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Trump said he and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed there can be no freeze-for-freeze agreement with North Korea. That's a deal in which the North would freeze its nuclear program if the U.S. and South Korea freeze military exercises on the peninsula. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.